It has been said that Roman Catholics tend to adore Mary, while Protestants tend to ignore Mary. Neither is the ideal. And today I make three points. The first is based on Mary, the mother of Jesus in the Gospels. The second is based on devotions to Mary that have been born throughout the history of the church. And the third is based on official church teaching. So the first point, Mary figures prominently in the Gospel of Luke, as we hear today in the story of the Annunciation, which we can also call the conception of Jesus in the womb of the Virgin Mary through the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit as announced by the Archangel Gabriel. In the three synoptic or seen together Gospels, Luke, Matthew, and Mark, Mary is presented as a model of discipleship. She hears the word of God and acts positively on it. Her great fiat, as we heard today, let it be done unto me according to your word. The fourth gospel, the Gospel of John, never names her, but John calls her the mother of Jesus. And she is the one who draws attention to her son that the wedding feast has run out of wine. There, and also she is the one in John's gospel who stands at the foot of the cross as her son is dying. There, at the foot of the cross, she gives us an example of how injustice is to be handled. Stand within it in a way that does not replicate its hatred and violence so as to give it back in kind. Second point, in our Catholic devotional life, Mary has appeared to children and to poor people. We pray the Rosary, which includes the prayer Hail Mary. And the first part of the prayer comes from the Gospel of Luke in the words that Mary and Elizabeth exchange at the Visitation. We have shrines dedicated to Mary and litanies extolling her. Mary is depicted in sacred art. She is a mother who understands human suffering, and many faithful seek her maternal comforts. The third point is the official Catholic Church has theologically reflected on Jesus Christ, Son of God and Son of Mary. The Church has made certain pronouncements about her, including Theotokos, her assumption into heaven, and about today's solemnity, the Immaculate Conception. Defined by Pope Pius IX in his encyclical entitled Ineffabilis Deus in 1854, it states that Mary, through God's grace, was conceived free from the stain of original sin through her role as the Mother of God. Christian tradition, not scripture, names the parents of Mary as Joachim and Anne. Since we only read approved sacred scriptures in Mass, some Catholics get confused because the gospel reading today is about the conception of Jesus in the womb of Mary, his mother, not his mother's conception in the womb of Jesus's grandmother. At Lourdes in southern France, it was Mary who appeared to the young girl Bernadette Soubirous and declared herself to be the Immaculate Conception in the local dialect of the people of Lourdes. And it was a teaching that Bernadette knew nothing about. Approved as an official apparition after much scrutiny and ridicule, the Immaculate Conception image at Lourdes became cast into metal, first in Paris and then throughout the world. The miraculous medal surrounds the image of Mary with the words, "O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to you." So while we neither adore nor ignore Mary, we honor and venerate her. Today we call upon her who is our patroness of the United States of America and ask her to give us hope in this time of pandemic and also to be with those who approach the hour of their death.